弟兄姊妹们早。
Hello, sisters, morning.
还是没有睡得很好哈。
You must have not slept well.
今年是一九不是还是一九了，2007年的第一个主日。
Today is the first Sunday of 2007.
我在主面前有一点负担，要跟弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
Today I have a burden and I want to share a topic with brothers and sisters.
尤其在一年新开始的时候。
Especially in this new year.
我感觉其实应该弟兄们你们应该知道的。
I think that brothers and sisters should know.
我们先看几个地方的圣经。
Let's look at a few passages.
我们先看以弗所书第五章。
Let's take a look at Ephesians chapter 5.
我们看十六节、十七节。
And、we'll take a look at verses 16 and 17.
以弗所书第五章十六、十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 16 to 17.
十六十七号，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Redeeming the time because the days are evil, therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
他说我们要爱惜光阴。
It says that we need to redeem the time.
你知道，当时间一直过去的时候。
So when you know that when time passes.
你们年轻人大概不感觉。
Young people, you probably don't notice it as much.
但如果你年纪慢慢长大的时候，
But as you grow older,
你就会发觉时间过得很快。
You discover that time passes quickly.
这里就提醒我们说，
So here it reminds us telling.
当时间一直过去的时候，我们要做一个有智慧的人。
That when time passes, we need to be a wise person.
你的智慧的人是什么一个人呢？
So what is a wise person?
一个智慧的人是要明白主的旨意是什么。
A wise person understands what the will of the Lord is.
在地上有很多种不同的智慧。
On the earth there are many types of wisdom.
但圣经说智慧人就是能够知道神的心意。
But in the Bible it says that those who are wise will understand what the will of the Lord is.
我们再看第二地方，我们看哥罗西书第九章。
And so we will go and look at Colossians chapter 9.
我们看第九节跟第十节。
Sorry, Colossians chapter
1.
Chapter 1.
9 to 10.
Verses 9 to 10.
哥罗西书一章九节。因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上借果子渐渐的多知道神。
For this reason we also, since the day we heard it, did not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
我想这里也是很清楚的告诉我们，我们要知道神的旨意。
Here it clearly tells us that we must know what the will of the Lord is.
然后我们再看最后一个地方，我们看腓立比书第二章。
Let's take a look at Philippians chapter 2.
我们看其实会看多一点，不过我们看多一点吧。我看十二节跟十三节。
Let's look at verses 12 and 13.
二章十二节。这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄们，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
好了，我读了圣经，这是这么多。
We'll finish reading our passages here.
你知道，我这个其实这个信息在我心里面已经有好几年了。
Well, in fact, that this message has been in my heart for many years.
但我一直都没有跟你们交通。
But all along, I have not fellowship with you.
我不交通的一个最重要的原因，因为我怕 你们感觉我是来，英文说 offense 啊，中文这不知道怎么讲。你们感觉我是来针对你们。
And so, I didn't want to give this message because my main fear was that I didn't want to offend you.
你们说你知道我情愿不在讲台上讲，能够坐下来，我们面对面的谈，然后我感觉是更好一点。
And for me, instead of telling you this on the pulpit, I'd rather share this with you face to face.
但主把这个感觉放在我的里头。
The Lord places this burden in my heart.
那所以我想，我就可以说很自由的，不顾一切的把这些话来告诉你们。
And so very freely, I can just tell you these words.
如果你感觉我讲的不清楚。
If you feel that I do not speak on this clearly.
聚会完以后，你可以来跟我慢慢的谈，我是非常愿意。
After the meeting, you can come and speak with me, and I'm very willing to share with you.
我以前一直服侍的时候都没有碰到这样的问题。
In the past, during my service, I did not come up with this question.
在来到这里跟年轻人多接触的时候。
But when I had more touch, when I was in more contact with the brothers and sisters.
你们常常有一句话叫我感觉非常的。不是怎么说，很不知道怎么说了。你们常跟我们说是要寻求神的心意。
Well, often you will come to me about the matter of seeking the will of the Lord.
但有的时候我是心里面有个很纳闷，你知道怎么翻译吗？我里头感觉讲不出来的一个感觉。
Well, inside of me, I have this unspeakable feeling.
你们真的知道神的心意吗？
Do you really know the Lord's will?
你真知道什么说是寻求神的旨意吗？
Do you really understand what it means to seek the will of the Lord?
你知道有些年长的弟兄。
And you know that there's some elderly brothers.
他从来不说这是神的心意。
They will not say that this is the will of the Lord.
因为他知道神的心意是什么。
Because they know what the will of the Lord is.
原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying.
有的时候我跟一些弟兄姊妹谈的时候，
Sometimes when I speak with various brothers and sisters,
你告诉我说你要寻求神的心意。
You tell me that you're seeking the will of the Lord.
很多时候不过是你找一些借口来做一个推搪。
Often it's just an excuse for you to talk about this.
这是我的感觉。
This is my feeling.
当然我会错的。
Of course I can be wrong.
但很多时候你们一直说这是神的心意。
Often you will say this is God's will.
那是不是真的呢？
But is this really true?
因为你知道，在教会里头，当你一般神的旨意出来的时候，好像我们弟兄们也没有话可以说了。
Because when you name the will of the Lord, it seems as brothers and sisters cannot say anything else more.
那今天早上，我愿意靠着主的恩典。
And so by the Lord's grace this morning,
我们稍微跟弟兄姊妹来思想一点，什么是神的心意？
That we will meditate on what is the will of the Lord.
我们怎么知道什么是神的心意？
How do we know what the will of the Lord is?
然后好像我们在要来一年的生活里头，我们真能够走在神心意的里头。
And so in the life ahead of us this year, that we could be walking in the will of the Lord.
第一个我们要知道的。
The first thing we must know.
你为什么要知道神的心意？
Why do you want to know the will of the Lord?
为什么你要寻求知道神的心意？
Or why do you want to seek to know the will of the Lord?
你要问你心里头最深最深的一个感觉。
Ask the depths of your heart, why are you doing this?
你知道很多弟兄姊妹。
You know a lot of brothers and sisters.
我们寻求神的心意。
When we seek the will of the Lord.
因为我们说，如果你不寻求神的心意，你就要麻烦了。
Because if you don't seek the will of the Lord, there is going to be trouble.
如果你随便找一个工作。
Or if you just casually find a work,
你没有寻求神的心意
，without seeking God's will，
哎呦，我这工作就叫你很苦。
Oh no, this work will cause you to be full of sorrow.
你说我现在从这个家搬到另外一个地方
，or I want to move from here to another place.
我要寻求神的心意
，and I want to seek the will of the Lord.
如果不寻求的话
，if I do not seek Him，
我搬到那个地方不知道什么事情发生。
When I move, I don't know what's going to happen.
还有一些弟兄更有意思嘞。
Or other brothers and sisters will ask me.
他说我每天我现在手上有一点钱。
He says in my hand I have some money.
我想要买点股票。
I want to buy some stocks.
我钱放在银行赚的不多。
When I put it in the bank, I don't earn much.
所以他说我要去买点股票。
So he says I want to buy some stocks.
我买哪一个股票呢？
Which stock should I buy?
我就要寻求神的心意。
I must seek the will of the Lord.
是 A 呢还是 B 呢？
Stock A or B?
还是另外一个呢？
for another one.
为什么我要寻求神的心意呢？
Why should I seek the Lord's will?
因为我怕我买了这个股票以后我赔了怎么办呢？
Because if I buy a losing stock, what's going to happen?
然后我不知道哪个会涨哪个会跌啊。
I do not know which will rise, which will fall.
然后我现在寻求神的心意，神告诉我这个会涨的，所以我就买这个。
And so if I seek the Lord's will, then the Lord tells me this will rise and I will buy this one.
我不知道你对神的心意，你来寻求的时候，你心底里头是怎么想的。
I don't know what you think in the depths of your heart when you come to seek the will of the Lord.
有很多人每天说寻求神的心意。
A lot of people say they daily seek God's will.
有的人每天读圣经，他说我在这里找找看神要我做什么。
And some people when they read the Bible, they ask the Lord, what should I do?
原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying.
你有的时候做好像一个不信的人一样。
Sometimes what you do is like an unbeliever.
你是一个，原谅我说，好像迷信。
Forgive me, it's almost superstitious.
你是翻翻圣经，哦，今天读到这里，哎呀，是这样。
And if I read the Bible up to this day, I'm like, oh, it's like this.
哦，弟兄姊妹，不要弄错。
Do not be mistaken.
啊，要听清楚我的话。
Listen carefully to what I'm saying.
我们需要神的话来指导我们。
We need God's word to lead us.
我需要神的话来帮助我们怎么走前面的路。
We need God's word to teach us how to walk the path ahead of us.
我是意思说我们不是乱来的。
What I mean is we cannot just do this whatever.
我们的心应该在神面前知道你为什么要寻求神的心意。
I just want you to really know why you're seeking the Lord's will.
当然可以讲很多哈。
Of course you can say many things.
但我想一个很重要的。
But there's something really important.
我们是爱我们的主。
We love our Lord.
因为要爱他的缘故。
Because of loving him.
我们就顺服他的旨意。
Then we are able to obey his will.
我们要知道他的心意是什么。
We need to know what his will is.
我想我还记得我还没有结婚的时候。
I remember that before I got married.
我跟我的姊妹在约会的时候。
When I met up with my sister.
很多时候我要叫她欢喜。
A lot of times I wanted her to be really happy.
那我怎么样呢？
So what did I do?
我就要猜猜她到底她喜欢什么。
So I had to guess, what is she like?
她到底喜欢吃什么呢？
What does she like to eat?
她今天喜欢到哪里呢？
Where does she want to go?
那我就要，其实那个时候我自己喜欢不喜欢无所谓了。
At that time, whether I liked it or not, it didn't really matter.
那我就知道她喜欢什么。
And then I just wanted to know what she liked.
那当然她也做同样的事情。
And so of course she did the same thing.
你知道你真的爱一个人。
For you know, if you truly love someone,
你就要叫他欢喜。
You want to please them.
你要知道他心里头要在想什么。
You want to know what they're thinking in their heart.
然后你叫因着你知道他想什么，就做他喜欢的事情。
Then based on what they're thinking, you will do something that will please them.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一个真正寻求神心意的人。
Someone who truly seeks the will of the Lord.
一个真正来顺服神心意的人。
Someone who truly obeys the will of the Lord.
你就会发觉在你一生的里头。
You discover that in your whole life.
有很多时候。你所选择的
that many times in your choices,
不是你所要的
they're not what you want.
这不是你心里头所渴慕的
it's not what you're seeking for.
不过但因着你爱主的缘故
so because you love the Lord,
你要他我们的主喜悦
because you want to please him,
你就把这一切都放下来
then you lay aside all these things.
你说主啊我自己的心我要这个
and you say, Lord, in my heart I want this.
但在我心里头我知道
And of course, in my heart, I know.
你要那个。
You want the other thing.
我们主就是一个最好的榜样。
So our Lord is the best example.
你还记得我们主在克西马尼园怎么祷告呢？
Do you remember the prayer of the Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane?
他说父啊。
He said, Father.
如果可以的话。
If possible.
你好不好把这个杯抹开。
Remove this bitter cup from me.
意思就是说。
It means.
主的心里头不要这个杯。
In the Lord's heart, he did not want this bitter cup.
他知道这个杯里头多苦。
He knew that this cup was so bitter.
他知道这个杯里头神多少的愤怒。
He knew that in that cup there was so much of God's wrath.
他知道神历世历代对人的愤怒都在这个杯的里头。
He knew that in history, in all the ages past, all the wrath of God was in that cup.
这个杯苦到的地步，不是人能够喝下去的。
It was such a bitter cup that a human could not drink it down.
所以他跟神说,
so he said to God,
爸爸,
Abba Father,
这个杯可能的话, 我可不可以不喝呢?
If possible, can I not drink this cup?
照他心里头, 他不要,
In his heart, he did not want it.
但他说,
But he said,
但不要我的意思,
Not my will.
神，如果你要我喝的话，
If you want me to drink this,
我就把它饮尽了。
Then I will drink it all.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们读完多年长弟兄一生的传记，
And when we read some elderly brothers' biographies,
他们会告诉你，
They will tell you.
很多时候不是他愿意做这个事情。
A lot of times it's not that they're willing to do such a thing.
但因为主的爱，
But because of God's love.
Ephemiah 讲了一句非常好的话。
Ephemiah said a very good phrase.
他说，神啊，我不愿意。
He says, God, I'm not willing.
但求你要我愿意。
But may you make me willing to be willing.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们真的要将心在主的跟前，
If we really have this heart before the Lord.
我想我们就能够多知道一点神的心意。
I believe that you will know more about God's will.
那好了，我们再讲多一点。
So let's mention some more.
什么是神的心意？
What is the will of God?
哦，弟兄姊妹，到底你有没有在主的话里头好好来寻找，到底圣经里头怎么说到神的心意？
Have you searched through the scriptures about what really is the will of God?
你知道神的心意很有意思哦。
The will of God is full of meaning.
也非常的矛盾。
Yet it's sometimes ambivalent.
神的心意是你不可能知道的。
In your God's will, you can't really know.
你根本不知道。
You don't know at all.
神的旨意也是你可以知道的。
But yet you can know God's will.
懂吗？
Do you understand?
懂哈？
Don't understand, right?
神的旨意有的时候我们不可能知道。
Sometimes God's will we cannot know.
慢慢你就发觉，神不是每个事情都告诉你为什么。
And over time you discover that God will not tell you why in every circumstance.
两个礼拜以前，
2 weeks ago,
我一个非常好的弟兄，
I had a really good brother.
我在念大学的时候，
When I was in university,
我跟他一起追求，
I pursued God with him.
他是我很敬佩的一个前面弟兄，
He is a brother that I respect a lot.
他给我很多的帮助，
He gave me a lot of help.
今年七月，
And in the in July,
Last year,
他发觉脑子里面有一个瘤。He discovered tumor in his brain.
我在主面前问。
I came before the Lord and asked.
主为什么？
Lord, why?
他这样爱你。
He loved you so much.
他这样追求你。
He pursued you.
他过这样正直的生活。
And he is living such a righteous life.
他有那么好的两个女儿，一个孩子。
And he has such great daughters and a son.
其实孩子都这样爱你。
And these children love you.
为什么？
Why?
他过不了圣诞节。
And he could not pass Christmas.
他给主拿去了。
He was taken away by the Lord.
我不明白啊。
I don't understand.
我今天还不知道神的心意是什么。
Today I still do not know what God's will is.
你知道有一个事情， you know, 我在主面前有一天我真的要问的。
You know, this is one thing that I want to ask before the Lord.
你知道我妹妹的故事吗？
Do you know the story of my sister?
你们年轻的大概不知道，年纪大的知道一点。
Maybe the younger ones do not know, but the older ones do.
我妹妹给个男孩子追到实在喘不过气来了。
My sister was being pursued by a young man.
对，他追到他实在喘不过气来，他其实他心里头不太喜欢这个男孩子。
She was pursued by a young man, and she couldn't even breathe, so she really didn't like that man.
因为他是台湾人。
Because he was a Taiwanese.
我的妹妹是香港人。
And my sister was a Hong Kong person.
她从小说我不可能嫁给一个台湾人的。
Ever since she was a child, she said, I will never marry a Taiwanese.
我不要讲国语。
I don't want to speak Mandarin.
我只能够讲英文。
I'm just going to speak English.
我只能讲广东话。
I'll speak Cantonese.
台湾没可能。
Taiwanese, impossible.
哎呀，追着她实在没喘不过气来。
So pursued till she couldn't even breathe.
她来找这个哥哥。
So she came to see the brother.
她说，哥哥，你好不好陪我去台湾一次？
And said to me, brother, could you come and go with me to Taiwan?
看看这个男孩子到底是不是神的心意。
Could you come and see whether this man is God's will?
然后我的爸爸跟我说。
So my brother said to me.
No, my father.
Oh, my father said to me.
你就陪妹妹去一次。
And he said, go with your sister.
看看这对不对。
And see whether it's the will of God.
哎呀，我责任好重大。
So my responsibility was huge.
我去了。
So I went.
我看了这个孩子。
And I looked at that young man.
哎呀，实在可爱的男孩。
A very lovely young man.
最后我跟我妹妹说。
So I said to my sister,
你嫁给他吧。
Marry him.
他应该是神的旨意。
He should be God's will.
你知道我妹妹后来的结果哈？
Do you know the result of my sister?
我的妹夫开车在公路上一家就这样过去了。
And my father-in-law?
No, my brother-in-law.
Brother-in-law.
他开车的时候，我妹妹、我妹夫一家在公路上的车撞死。
And while they were on the highway, they were in an accident and they all died.
我收到这消息的时候
，When I received this news,
我问神说
，I asked God,
神啊
，God,
那天如果我说不是神的心意。
If that day I said it is not God's will,
我说妹妹啊，不要嫁给他。
If I said God, I said my sister, don't marry him.
那些事情不是不会发生的吗
？Then this wouldn't happen.
我为什么这样说
？Why did I say this?
为什么我告诉他说你可以嫁给他
？Why did I say you can marry him?
结果发生这个事情。
So as a result, this happened.
我不明白啊。
I don't understand.
我真的不明白。
I really don't understand.
主，我不知道。
So Lord, I don't know.
是你的心意吗？
Is it your will?
保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
身在
No.
No. 我们看在罗马十一章。
In Romans chapter 11.
他大声的罗马十一章保罗怎么说呢？最后的一段哈，我们很熟的一段罗马十一章，他说身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的终极何其难寻。谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？这是对。
Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神的心有时候我们不知道的。
Sometimes we do not know God's will.
我还讲一点我自己的小事呢。
I just mentioned a little thing about me.
哎呀，如果要讲，讲不完呢，我告诉你。
If I were to tell you, I cannot finish.
我们不知道什么是神的心意。
We do not know what the will of God is.
神有的时候不会告诉我们说什么是他的心意。
God sometimes will not tell us what his will is.
恐怕那个时候，只有我们面我们主的时候，我们才可能知道。
Perhaps when we see him face to face, shall we know?
但是
，But
神也给我们知道他的心意。
God does want to reveal his will to us.
很多时候，主愿意我们来明白他的心意。
Often God is willing for us to know his will.
对那些我们不知道的
，Of course, there are some things we don't know.
我们用信心来接受
，But we accept by faith.
我们要用我们知道我们的主爱从来不改变，我们来接受它。
And we know that our Lord's love never changes, so we accept it.
我们在人生的路上有很多事情发生，我们到现在我们搞不明白。
And there are many things on the path of our lives that we do not understand.
我们只能够有个信心。
We can only live by faith.
主，你的爱从来不改变。
That Lord, your love never changes.
你的手从来不改变。
And your hand never changes.
你对于属于你的人从来不改变。
And all people belong to you never change towards you.
是今天这个环境，我说不出来为什么。
So today in this environment, I cannot say why.
但我还爱你。
But I still love you.
我还是相信你。
I still trust you.
但还有一个神愿意我们知道的心意。
And so this, we're willing to know what God's will.
因为我们都是神的孩子，对不对？
Because we are His children.
一个爸爸怎么不把自己心里头所要的告诉他的孩子呢？
Wouldn't a father tell to his children what's in his heart?
所以很多时候，神是愿意我们知道他的心。
So often God wants to know us to know His will.
我们说到神的心意。
So we mention about God's will.
圣经其实有三方面。
That there are three aspects in the Bible.
记住哈。
Remember this.
如果你把这三方面没有搞清楚
If you did not figure this out clearly,
你就很麻烦了
Then you have lots of trouble.
所以你要知道圣经你要提到神的旨意有三方面
So you need to know that the Lord mentions three aspects.
好像是我们今天好像上课一样第一个
The first one
是神永远的旨意
is the eternal purpose of God.
这个旨意是神从来不更改的
This is the purpose that God never changes.
神把人坐在地上来
Ever since God created man,
神把我们这些每一个人带到他的面前
and God brings all these people before him.
神对着我们有一个永远的旨意
Towards us, God has an eternal purpose.
整个新约圣经里头说到很多很多几方面
In the New Testament, it mentions so many times in many aspects.
简单一句话
Simply put,
就是叫我们能够做他的儿女
so that we can be his children,
叫我们能够到荣耀
so that we can be glorified,
叫我们在永远神计划里头有一个有一份
that we can have a portion in the eternal plan of God.
换句话来说
alternately speaking,
我能够成为圣城新耶路撒冷的材料
that we can be the building materials of the new Jerusalem.
我们能够在宇宙里面把神的荣耀显明出来
that in the universe we can display God's glory.
其实神对做人的最重要最基本不能改变的旨意
This is God's unchangeable unalterable will towards man
这个旨意
This will
不像我们人
It's not just like us like people
我们人常换来换去
We always change
啊，今天我想做这个
Today I want to do this
我要做工程师
I want to be an engineer
然后明天我又想做一个律师
And the next day I want to be a lawyer
有姊妹说我的志愿要做一个女强人
Or some sister will say I want to be a strong woman
然后她告诉哎，我还是做护士好了
And then later says I want to be a nurse
然后又告诉我说我感觉还是做老师比较好一点
Or maybe I'll be a teacher
哎呀她一天到晚都改来改去的
So the will of this person changes
神不是
But God is different
神跟人完全不同
God is totally different from man
神有一个的旨意
God has one will
就是很大的旨意
It is a great purpose
是永远的旨意
is an eternal purpose
所以我刚才不是开始说您讲弟兄不随便说这是神的心意
and so I want to say the elderly brothers don't just say that this is will, the will of God
因为他知道
because he knows
神只有这么一个心意
that God only has such a will
这个心意是不能改变的
and this is an alterable will
我们人啊实在太小了
we are such small people
我们以为神只是管管我们啊，今天啊要到哪里念书
We just think that God just cares about, oh, today where will I study?
然后今天我应该找哪个工作
Or today, which job I should take?
还是我应不应该跟这个姊妹在一起
Or should I be with this sister?
还是跟这个弟兄在一起
Or this brother?
神管不管
Does the Lord care?
管
Yes
神要管
The Lord cares
但神在这个管的底下有一个很大的旨意我们必须要抓住的
But then underneath all this, the Lord has his will that we need to hold on to.
那待会我再说哈。但是结果我们要抓得很清楚，神永远的旨意。
And so we need to clearly hold on to the eternal purpose of God.
你知道江立松讲这个题目可以讲四堂啊。
And so Brother Kong has mentioned this in four meetings.
我今天不可能讲太多，你回去听录音带你就知道。
You need to listen to his tapes, then you'll understand.
第一个，神永远的旨意。
The first thing is the eternal purpose of God.
那圣经还有第二个。
And then the Bible has another aspect.
是神定了他的心意。
Is that God has set his heart.
有很多地方的圣经提到这里。
And it mentioned this many times.
简单的意思就是说。
Simply put.
神不喜欢。
God does not like.
不一定喜欢。
He may not like.
但他决定了这样做。
But he sets his heart to do this.
他就做了。
Then he will do it.
最明显的是在什么地方
Very obviously is in which place?
在《使徒行传》第一章
It's in Acts chapter 1
神说
God says
我不喜欢我的儿子死啊
I do not like it that my son has to die
但我定义把我的儿子钉在十字架上
But I have set my heart upon my son's crucifixion
以赛亚书五十三章怎么说
What does it say in Isaiah chapter 53?
神定义把他压伤
That God determined to bruise him
神决定了
God has already decided
他不改变的
He does not change
神心里头怎么会愿意他爱子受苦呢
So why would in his heart he would be willing to let his son suffer
不过神定了一个心意
That God has established his purpose
他定好了
And when he sets his heart upon it
他就做了
And he will do it.
这个不会改的。
And he will not change this.
你如果读圣经，还有在旧约，还有很多提到这样的例子。
And if you read the Old Testament, you'll see many, many examples.
那今天我把这不详细的说了。
But today I will not go over this.
这个也不是我们注意的。
This is not something we need to pay attention to.
还有第三个。
The third thing.
第三个是神愿意。
That God is willing.
这是神的心意第三个部分。
This is the third part of God's will.
这个是最麻烦的。
This is the most troublesome.
这个就是神有愿意。
That God allows or he's willing.
但他把选择权给我们。
But he gives the power of choice to us.
提摩太前书一章二节，二章提摩太前书二章四节怎么说
？First Timothy chapter two verse four.
啊，你不用翻了，反正你记住就算了。他说他愿意万人得救。
That he is willing that many come to be saved.
明白正道。
To know the truth.
神说神是愿意每个人都得救的。
God is willing that everyone be saved.
这是神的心愿。
This is His will.
但你看，是不是每个人都得救呢
？But can everyone be saved?
没有。
No.
神的心里头是愿意。
In God's heart, He desires this.
但他把这个选择自由权给我们。
But this power of choice is given to us.
神有一个愿意。
So God has a desire.
你愿不愿意跟神的愿意配在一起呢？
Do you have the desire to be compatible with God's will?
就好像刚才我举克西马尼园的例子一样。
Just when I raised up the example of the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣自己有个愿意。
That the Lord Jesus Himself had a will.
那神有一个愿意。
And God Himself had a will.
那到底你的愿意跟神的愿意放在一起的时候，哪个是你真正的愿意呢？
So when you put God's will on your own next to it, which one is the true will?
雅各书这样说。
In the book of James it says,
他说有些人从这里 做买卖，希望能够多赚一点钱。
Some people say, oh, come sell and let's make a profit.
圣经说无知的人啊。
The Bible says, oh, foolish man.
如果神愿意的话，
If God wills it,
你才可以活着。
Then you can still live.
神如果愿意的话，
If God wills it.
弟兄姊妹，
and sisters,
神的旨意三方面哦。
These are the three aspects of God's will.
那第一个跟第二个跟我们没有最深的直接的体会。
So in the first and the second one, we don't have such a deep understanding of it.
因为都是神做的。
Because it's all done by the Lord.
但你要知道，神都是根据永远的旨意来做事情。
But you must know that God bases His actions on the eternal purpose of God.
第三个，神在我心上有个心愿。
The third thing is that God has a desire or will in our lives.
他神对我们每一个人心里头的心愿都是根据他永远的旨意。
He wishes that all our desires would be compatible with His eternal will.
然后神要问我们说，
So He asks us,
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
我们今天如果你说我要寻求神的心意的时候，
Today if you say I want to seek God's will,
其实实在说起来，
It's truly when you say this,
神最终的心意已经告诉你了。
That His central will is already told to us.
已经直接跟你说得很清楚了。
He's already told us very clearly.
你要得荣耀。
That you must be glorified.
你要在这个一切事上面，神要在身上要做成神要做的工作。
That in you, God wants to do all the work He purposes to do.
但是现在问题是说，
But the problem is,
当神在这制作你的时候，
When the Lord is doing this in you,
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing?
你愿意配合他？
Are you willing to be compatible with Him?
神说这是我愿意的。
And God says this is my will.
神说这是我愿意你走的路。
This is the path that I will for you.
你要走吗？
Will you walk it?
你要不要真的走上去？
Will you walk upon this path?
我希望我常说，很多时候我讲到啰里啰嗦的，你们记不住。
Often when I say so many things, you may not remember.
但是我希望你们能够记清楚。
I hope that you can remember clearly.
啊，不要随便说，哎呦，这是神的旨意，这不是神的旨意。
Do not casually say this is God's will or this isn't God's will.
你要，我们要认识神永远的心意。
We need to know God's eternal purpose.
但我们更知道今天神心里头所包含的三个方面。
And so we understand today that God's purpose encapsulates these three aspects.
如果我读圣经没有读错的话，
So if I have not read incorrectly the Bible,
在整个新约圣经里头，
In the entire New Testament,
听清楚啊，
Listen carefully,
只有一次，
That there's one time,
就是人不知道怎么做，
So when a person does not know what to do,
他不知道，哎呀，到底神你的心意是什么？
He does not know what God's will is,
然后去问神，说神啊，你好不好告诉我们应该怎么做？
So he asks God,What should I do?
在新约圣经里只有一次。
In the New Testament, it only happened once.
没有了。
And that's it.
再没有了。
It didn't happen again.
哪一次呢？
Which time was that?
在启示录第一章。
It's in Acts chapter 1.
那就是说，那个时候，使徒们发觉他们犹大去吊死了。
And at that time, they realized that Judas was hanged.
他说，现在我们一同出入的有十二个人。
And at first there were 12 of us disciples.
那现在呢, 怎么办呢? 我们欠了一个。
And now we're lacking one person.
然后我们推举了两个人出来。
And so we nominate two people.
那到底我要徐杰克还徐哪个呢?
Should we choose this person or the other one?
一个叫巴沙巴, 一个叫马提亚。
One was Barsabas and the other was Matthias.
那到底要马提亚还是巴沙巴呢?
So should we get Matthias or Barsabas?
所以他就来到神面前。
So they came before God.
哦,神啊, 你知道万人的心。
He said, you know everyone's heart.
那现在到底又应该是谁呢?
So who should we choose?
就好像今天, 好, Yale也要你, Harvard也要你, 你到Harvard还到Yale。
It's like Yale and Harvard both want you, and which one do you want?
主啊, 你知道我的心。
So you say, oh Lord, you know my heart.
我应该到Harvard去还到Yale去。
Should I go to Harvard or to Yale?
怎么办?
So what should I do?
那你知道怎么办啊?
Then you will know what to do.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers
and sisters. 那时候哪个做法, 今天我们读圣经的人还有很多的疑问。
And so how they did this, we still have a lot of questions.
不过除了这一个地方以外,
But other than this area,
你去读圣经哈,
If you read the Bible,
你找到另外一处, 请你告诉我。
If you can find another place where it's like this, you can tell me.
在新约再找不到了。
In New Testament, you cannot find anymore.
那难道说神不告诉我们吗?
So does the Lord not tell us?
没有,
no.
神会告诉我的,
the Lord will tell us.
问题是说,
the problem is, how is your heart towards the Lord?
你要不要真的来跟随他?
Do you truly want to follow him?
我其实希望不要讲得太理论啊。
I don't want to go into theology.
讲一些不好的例子给你们听听。
Let us give you some bad examples.
有一个姊妹,
there was a sister.
她有一天她跑来跟我说,
one day she came and said to me,
她说郭弟兄结下完了,
Brother Kwok, I'm finished.
我喜欢一个男孩子,
I like this young man.
我喜欢得不得了,
I really like this young man.
我说喜欢他, 这很好啊,
I said, well, it's good, you like him.
她说但是他不信主,
but promise he does not believe in the Lord.
哦,那就糟糕了。
And so that's troublesome.
那不是神的心意。
Then it's not God's will.
神的心意,我们一定要跟信的在一起。
And God's will says we need to be with a believer.
他说我早就知道了, 要不然我还跑来找你干什么呢?
I know this already, otherwise I won't come and seek you.
No, 我说你来找我也没办法。
I said if you come and seek me, there's no point.
你就好好祷告主咯。
Why don't you just pray for God?
只有两个路。
There's two paths.
主如果救他,
that God will kill, I mean, will
kill him, okay. 如果要么谁就救他,
or if that God will save him,
要不然你就跟他断绝来往,
or you cut off your relationship with him.
就那么简单,
it's very simple.
哎, 我姊妹说, 哎呀, 真的是这样, 那么惨啊,
I said, sorry. I said, it's really simple.
哎呦, 你知道那个姊妹好惨啊,
so I thought it was very sad for that sister.
她说,她跟我说, 我没有她, 我过不了日子的了。
She said, I cannot live without him.
除了她以外, 我什么都不要。
Other than him, I do not want anything else.
现在来问你了。
And so I come and ask you,
这是不是神的心意?
Is this God's will?
明显不是神的心意。
And it's very obvious that it's not God's will.
在那个时候明显不是神的心意。
And at that time, it was very obvious that it wasn't God's will.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们姊妹有一个在主面前真的奉献的心。
That our sister had a will, a consecrated heart.
她主如果真的你不愿意,
and said, Lord, if you're truly not willing,
我是爱这个男孩子爱得太多了,
that I love this young man too much,
但如果你真的不要的话,
but if you really don't want it,
我要把他放下来,
then I am willing to surrender him.
真的哭啊,
and she cried.
哎呀, 我从来没有看她哭啊, 哭得一塌糊涂,
I've never seen her cry before, and she was crying like mad.
她说我跟我一起祷告的时候, 每一次祷告都哭啊,
and so every time when she prayed with me, every time she would cry.
感谢主。
So we thank the Lord.
他们结婚,
that they got married.
这弟兄, 这个男孩子后来信主,
because that brother eventually believed in the Lord.
回过头来看,
so when I look on hindsight,
你说神的心意怎么做呢？
So what is God's will and what should I do?
哦，我不是鼓励你们去找一些不信的人，然后做这个事情哈。
I'm not encouraging you to find some non-Christians to do this.
要听得清清楚楚我的话。
You have to listen very, very clearly to what I'm saying.
啊，不要说哎呀，郭弟兄讲讲我就放心了，我就去找一个，然后来除去他，不，千万不要这样做。
And so Brother Kwok, oh, he said this, so I can go and look for a non-Christian, and then hopefully it will end up the same.
不是每个人带领都是这样。
Not everyone's leading is the same.
我告诉你，我们姊妹真的愿意放弃了。
So I can tell you that our sister truly surrendered.
然后主把她救回来，放在她的手里。
Then the Lord saved him and placed him into her hand.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们总得要在这个世上能够明白。
That we need to understand while we are on this earth.
有的时候，不管我们的选择是什么。
Sometimes it doesn't matter what our choice is.
只要你对主有个真正爱他的心
as long as you have a heart that truly loves the Lord,
你真的把自己奉献在主的手里
and if you fully consecrate yourself into his hands,
听清楚我的话
listen carefully to my words,
神总要把你带在他心意的里头
God will definitely bring you within his will.
神的心意圣经里头讲了很多
The Bible mentions many things about God's will.
我时间快没有了
and soon my time is over.
然后真的很快的说一点。
So quickly I'll say.
对于明白神的心意，有好几个原则我们要知道了。
That there are several principles to understand the will of the Lord.
第一个。
The first one.
神圣经里面清清楚楚的说了，不可以做的，就是不可以做的。
The first thing is that when God says you can't do it, then you shouldn't do it.
神圣经里面很清楚说，你要这样做的，你就必须这样做的。
And.If the Bible says you have to do this, then you must do it.
那没有什么可以讨价还价的。
There is no arguing about this.
那没有说这个事情还需要来寻求神的心意，没有这个必要的。
You don't need to seek God's will in these matters.
举个例子。
Let me bring an example.
圣经说要孝敬父母。
So the Bible says honor father and mother.
你不需要说我要寻求神的心意，今天我要不要孝敬我父母，没有这个必要。
You don't need to seek God's will. Oh, today do I need to honor my father and mother?
虽然说不可以偷渡
So when the Bible says you should not steal
那你就不能偷了
Then you cannot steal
我很多人偷啊不但偷不敢不会偷同学的钱偷很多别的东西啊
Some people may not steal their classmates' money but they can steal a lot of other things
你想有很多什么叫偷呢就是那个东西本来不是你的现在你拿过来
So what stealing is something that does not belong to you but you obtain it
那你这个事情你不需要来问神的心意
And this you don't need to ask God's will
因为神很清楚告诉你
This God clearly tells you
所以将来你上税的时候填你这个报税表的时候应不应该怎样填你不用问的
And you fill in your tax returns Should I be filling it this way? You don't need to ask
因为你是清楚的
Because you clearly know
你不知道神啊我要不要这样填呢你不用问就是已经清清楚楚告诉你了
You will not ask God Should I fill it in this way? Because it clearly tells you what to do
像这样的话说真的你不用去问
and so a lot of these things you don't have to ask God about
主说我给你一条命令
God says I give you one commandment
彼此相爱
love one another
那你也不用问
you don't have to ask him
这是命令
it's a command
你不要说那是神啊我要不要爱这个弟兄爱这个姊妹你不用问这是神的这肯定是神要你做的
you do not have to ask God love this brother love this sister because it's something that God wants you to do
我要不要来服侍主
So do I want to serve God?
我不要问。
I don't have to ask.
这是一定是神的心意。
This is definitely God's will.
原谅我说。
Forgive me for saying.
如果要你传福音。
If he wants you to spread the gospel.
你不用问。
You do not need to ask.
因为这是神的心意。
Because this is the will of God.
有的时候请一个弟兄传福音。
Sometimes we ask brother to come to preach the gospel.
哎呀，我还要回去看看是神的心意。
And I have to go home and seek whether it's God's will.
哎呀，不必了，弟兄们。
You don't have to.
因为你传主的话就是神的心意。
Because when you preach God's word, it is His will.
神要万人得救，这是神说好的。
God desires that all men be saved.
所以，如果你能够去传福音，这就是神的心意。
So if you can preach the gospel, then this is God's will.
神给你一个机会来传福音，就是神的心意，你不要去问的。
God gives you opportunity to spread the gospel, so this is an opportunity, so you do not need to seek about this.
如果有机会来服侍，在神的家里头尽你的一份，那不用问，这就是神的心意。
If you can serve in the house of God, you don't have to ask. This is God's will.
我记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我年轻弟兄分配我做这个做那个。
When the elderly brothers told me to do this or that. that.
在教会里做这个事情，做那个事情。
In the church to do this or that.
那个时候我还是大概比较傻傻的。
At that time I was kind of
dumb.
Dumb.
我不会问说，哎呀，我回去祷告看神要不要我做这个。
I don't go home and ask, oh God, do you want me to do this or that?
我没有的。
I never asked.
哦，主，你要我做，这个在你家里头要做的，我就做了。
I thought, oh, this is in your house, and you tell me to do this, and I'll do it.
就做什么出工什么事情，谁让我做我就去做了。
And so I do whatever work, then if God wants me to do it, I'll do it.
弟兄姊妹，这些我想我们要不要把它搞得太麻烦。
Brothers and sisters, we do not need to make it too difficult.
主很清楚。
The Lord is very clear.
这些在圣经里面明明写的，我们就来寻求，我们就跟着来做就对了。
And so some things that are clearly mentioned in the Bible, we just have to follow it.
这是第一个点。
This is the first point.
第二个。
The second point.
关于我们的生活。
When it comes to our lives.
我不要一段一段来读圣经，你们回去查好了。
You can just go home and look at the passages yourself.
在哥罗西书。
In Colossians.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书。
In 1 Thessalonians.
在彼得前书。
In 1 Peter.
那里很清楚告诉我们。
It tells us clearly.
神的心意第一个。
That God's will, the first thing.
神要我们讨他的喜悦。
Is that He wants us to please Him.
第二个
Second,
神要我们更多来认识他
God wants us to know him more.
清清楚楚说到是神的旨意
Clearly tells us this is the will of God.
第三个
Third thing,
我们要常常喜乐
We need to rejoice always.
然后我们要从一个感恩过一个感恩的生活
And live a life of thanksgiving.
我们要过与神亲近的生活
So we need to live a life that is quiet
亲近神的
生活 And close to the Lord.
所以就是不住的祷告
So we need to unceasingly pray.
然后我们能过行善的生活。
Then we can live a holy life.
对，圣洁是对的，是过圣洁的生活。
So we can live a holy life.
然后我们做好事。
So when we do good deeds.
还有。
Also.
我们要为主受苦。
Then we need to suffer for the Lord.
是圣经里头都写了这个。
So all these are mentioned in the Bible.
每一点我来讲的话是另外一堂信息。
And every point, if I were to mention it, would be another message.
其实讲得很好
So this mentions very well
那我想这也不需要我来再解释
That I don't need to further explain
你在主面前认识多一点你就深进入深一点
That the more you know the Lord then the deeper you'll enter
那如果你不是认识那么多就照着你所认识的过生活也就可以
Or if you don't know so much then just live according to what you know
这两个他要第三个
And the third point,
我们要知道
we need to know,
如果有的时候
if there is a time,
我们真的不知道什么是神的心意
that we truly do not know God's will,
我们真不知道神啊，你愿意我做什么
that we do not know what God wills me to do,
你不是不愿意
it's not that you're not willing,
你说神我要讨你的欢喜
and you say, God, I want to please you,
我也不知道但实在说起来我真的不知道神啊，你怎么带领我
but at a time, I really don't know how God's going to lead me,
我要提醒大家
So I want to remind everyone
在新约的里头
In the New Testament
我们不要太多所谓的神迹奇事来引导我们
We do not need to be led by many miracles or signs
我们要凭着信心来跟随主
We need to follow the Lord by faith
我每次听到弟兄姊妹说我做了一个梦梦见什么觉得神的带领其实很危险的
A lot of people say, oh, I had a dream and I believe that this is God's leading, but this is very dangerous.
在新约的时候神不太怎么会用什么梦来告诉我们
In the New Testament, God will not use any type of dream to tell us.
主的教导都在话里头
All the Lord's leading is in His Word.
有个年轻人
There's a young person.
他跟一个女孩走在一起
came near a young sister.
然后我就问他
And so I asked him,
你怎么知道这个姊妹是神为你预备的呢
How do you know that this sister is prepared for you?
她说一定是的
He says, oh, of course.
不会错的
Can't be wrong.
真的吗
Is it true?
我说你怎么那么确定
I said, well, how can you be so sure?
那是那很简单因为那天我有几个女朋友
And says, oh, I have several girlfriends.
然后就祷告主说主啊到底谁是你为我预备的呢
And so I asked the Lord, oh, who have you prepared for me?
那现在我就这样做好了
And so I should justDo it this way.
我不知道哪个是你为我预备的。
I don't know which one you've prepared for me.
这几个我都喜欢。
All these I like.
然后这样我打电话给他。
And so I will call them.
拿个电话打得通就是。
And if I could get an open line, then whoever that is.
如果打过去没人接还是打不通，这不是神你为我预备的。
If I get a busy signal, then it's definitely not prepared for me.
那结果这个姊妹呢，我一打就通了。
And so The sister, when I, once I called, I could reach her.
那肯定是神为我预备的。
So it's, yeah, she's definitely prepared for
其实是神的心意。
And this is truly God's will.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
是这样的吗？
Is this the way it is?
神不是这样做事情的。
This is not how God works.
对。
Of course.
在新约里头，神有的时候会在环境里头显明他的手。
In the New Testament times, God can reveal himself through circumstances.
就有很多很细节的我们可以谈的。
And there are many details we can talk about.
但神的旨意从来不是用这样方法给我们显明。
But God's will is not using these methods to show us.
那如果我们真寻找来寻找去，真的不清楚怎么办？
And so if we seek back and forth and we do not know and we're not clear.
刚才我跟大家读了腓立比书第二章是最好的一个说明。
So when we read Philippians 2, it's very clear, it tells us.
他说我们在神面前是顺服的。
It says that we obey the Lord.
我不但顺服主, 也顺服年长弟兄。
Not only do we submit to the Lord, but we submit to the elders.
我在这里顺服的时候, 要把救恩显明出来。
And so that as I submit, we demonstrate the salvation.
然后怎么说呢?
And so what does it tell us later?
我们做很多事情,
that we can do many things.
都是神在我们里头来催促我们,
and it's all because of the Lord's causing.
然后要成就他的美意,
so that his will can be done for his good pleasure.
如果你真不知道,
if you truly do not know,
只有一个办法,
there's only one way.
把自己再次奉献在主手里。
Is to once again consecrate yourself to the Lord.
然后照着里面主给你的带领,
and then according to the leading within your heart,
你来跟随,
and you follow.
你要一个信心,
you need to have this faith.
这个信心说, 主如果我把自己真的放对了,
that this faith is if I truly place myself correctly.
我有信心说, 主我只愿意你这个永远的旨意没有保留的在我身上能够成功,
and I just want unreservedly your eternal purpose to be accomplished in my life.
我愿意因着你心意的缘故, 我受苦也在所不计。
That I'm willing to suffer for your will's sake.
那你这样奉献以后, 你就照着里面的带领你去做。
Then after this consecration, you follow the leading within you.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
还有一些话要说的。
There's some other words I need to speak.
神从来不会像人一样客变试探。
God will not be like men who
change
so often.
神在你心上定了一个旨意,
God has set his desire upon you.
他要我们一直走在这个心意的里头。
He wants us to walk in this will of his.
我不知道该怎么说。
I don't know what to say.
弟兄们,
brothers,
有很多时候我们用了 利用了很多我们周围的叫我们感觉舒服的环境。
Often we will use what the environment that causes us to be comfortable.
我们拒绝去真的走在神心意的里头。
We reject to truly walk in the will of God.
因为我跟你们太熟了。
Because I'm so familiar with you.
你也太知道我了。
And you know me pretty well.
所以有的话我不能讲。
So some things I cannot say.
因为我一讲, 你们都知道我讲谁。
Because once I say it, you know who it is.
所以在外头讲到有个好处。
So if I were to say it somewhere else, it's easier.
在外头讲到, 我随便讲, 因为他们都不知道我在讲谁。
Because when I give a message somewhere else, I can just say whatever.
在这里我一讲呢, 你们就知道我在讲谁了。
But here, once I say it, then you know who it is.
为了爱你们, 我不讲了。
Because I love you, so I will not say it.
那愿主真的帮助我们。
So may the Lord really help us.
如果这个事情你开始的时候,
and so if you have started on something,
你清楚知道这是神的心意,
if you clearly know that this is God's will,
你很清楚知道,
and if you clearly know,
神把这个女孩子给我是神的心意,
that the Lord has given me this sister,
我知道这个工作是神的心意,
or I know that this job is God's will,
然后今天你这个路拒绝再走下去,
and this path, you continue to walk upon it.
No, you reject.
Oh, you reject walking upon it.
然后你跑来跟我说,
and then you come and say to me,
我不做了,
I don't want to do it.
因为这不是神的心意,
because it's not God's will.
我很难信服的。 I really cannot believe it.
I really cannot believe it.
但是主真的帮助我们。
So may the Lord truly help us.
在2007年的时候,
In 2007.
我真希望弟兄姊妹真知道什么是神的心意。
I hope brothers and sisters will really know the will of the Lord.
或许我们像年长弟兄姊妹说的。
Or just like an elderly brother has said.
主如果愿意的话。
If the Lord wills it.
我做这个。
Then I'll do this.
他们不敢随便说，这不是神的心意。
They do not just dare to casually say this is not God's will.
他不敢随便说这是神的心意。
They do not casually say this is God's will.
因为他实在知道，照着我们这些人，我们怎么能够真正知道神的心意呢？
Because he knows that how can we truly know God's will?
如果主怜悯的话，我们才知道一点点。
If it's only by mercy of God that we can know a little bit.
我们教的人怎么可能知道？
What kind of the people that we are, how can we know?
所以我们只能够谦卑地说。
So we need to humbly say,
主如果你愿意的话。
Lord, if you will.
我要走在你心意的里头。
I want to walk in your will.
你来带领我。
Come and lead me.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主人的话何等的有限。
Lord, man's words are so limited.
当我把坐在你跟前所有的弟兄姊妹再放在你的手中。
I place in your hands the brothers and sisters of sitting before us.
主啊，但愿讲的听的在你面前蒙更多的恩典。
As I hear that, they would obtain more grace from you.
叫我们爱惜光阴。
May we redeem the time.
做智慧的人。
To be wise people.
知道你的心意如何。
Understand the will of the Lord.
哦，主，在我们人生短短几十年的里头。
In our short few decades.
你居然叫我们联想你那个永远的旨意。
That you would allow us to know your eternal purpose.
这是何等的恩典，何等的荣耀。
This is such grace and glory.
帮助我们。
Help us.
做个爱你的人。
To be people who love you.
我们愿意你要愿意的。
That we will what you will.
爱你所爱的。
And love what you love.
走你要我们所走的。
And to walk where you want us to walk.
我们不要躲开你的手。
We do not want to push away your hand.
不要躲开你的面
or hide from your face,
叫你得到心满意足
so that we can please your heart.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名
We pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen.